Only one Wakefield councillor backs taxi driver strike protest. John Vassy, Wakefield Socialist Party. Wakefield Council is threatening to remove licenses for vehicles over 10 years old. Not being on the country's rich list, fully upgrading to the now required vehicles is unaffordable to the Wakefield taxi drivers. This is a shorter time frame than surrounding authorities. This isn't the only long-standing issue drivers have with the council. There is the 6-month compliance test. And the council is withholding restitution due from a case it lost 5 years ago, which amounts to about £500 per driver. So 120 took part in the latest strike, protest by the Taxi Drivers Union on the 26th of July. To cap it all, trade meetings between the parties, which should be held regularly, have also been ditched, cutting off that avenue for discussion too. For years, unelected council officers have also denied drivers direct access to the elected council body. But only one elected councillor, independent Akafakba, broke ranks with the heavily Labour-controlled council, by speaking to the crowd with his support. Another councillor, Nadia Sharp, was kicked out of Labour for backing the taxi drivers. A sizable delegation from the protest filled the council chamber gallery. Akafakba criticised the double standards of the council which, on the one hand expresses solidarity with RMT rail strikers, and on the other fights the taxi drivers union. Half an hour into the council meeting, a protester shout signalled a walkout from the gallery, in disgust at the council's refusal to allow discussion on these issues. We need councillors that will stand up for all working people in struggle, and our own new mass party too,